TJ. In your last video, you discussed the importance of online leads. What is the next lead source that you would recommend to your realtors?
Yeah, the second right after online leads would be direct mail. It's near and dear to my heart. I have done it for 20 plus years in the business, and I found an enormous amount of success with it, becoming an expert in an area and continually farming that area. So it's got to be direct mail is number two.
What do you look for to determine the best area or community to mail?
What I'm looking for first is a community that I enjoy, a place that I can see myself, an area that I know and that I love. So, you know, you have an opportunity here because this is a very targeted and direct campaign. So with direct mail, if I'm going to go to a specific community, by all means, I want to make sure it's an area that I enjoy working in. So that's going to be the first thing that I'm going to look for.
That's great advice. What else do you look for?
So I've started with loving the community in an area that I know and I want to work. But the next thing that I have to figure out is there going to be a return on investment? That comes from the fact that I'm looking at this community as a listing opportunity. If people love this community so much that they never move and there are no transactions occurring in the community, unfortunately, it might not be the right community to mail, even though I love it. So I'm looking for a number of transactions that occur in the community to determine whether or not it will provide an ROI.
What message are you sending in the direct mail marketing pieces?
Yeah, this is where you really want to be talking about the community and not so much about yourself. It should be apparent in your mailer that you love the community and that you're a realtor expert in the community. So you know, I always encourage you when you're sending this out to give them something of value. What could that be? It could be as simple as a comparative market analysis on what's traded over the last 6, 9, 12 months within the community. It could be information on what's going on around the community. Are there restaurants opening? Are there bars opening? Is there a new event area that's opening? So something that shows that you are really laser focused on that community, you care about it, and you are in the know of what's going on with that community. What you're trying to do is, again, is show yourself as the area expert long enough so that they will read below the fold and get to your information, keep your information, and be able to call on you when it's time for them to sell their home.
Is there anything else you want to make sure realtors don't miss in the process?
You want to make sure that you are ready for the phone to ring when you send this direct mail piece out. So remember, you've gone to the expense to identify the community. You've gone to the expense to print up the cards, to send those out by mail, and to reach out to these owners. You've taken all the time to make sure that your message is such that the phone is going to ring. Be ready for that phone call. Remember, on the other end of that line, that person is also an expert in that community. They're a homeowner there. So you need to find some information that will be valuable to them. You need to be ready for that call, loaded with information about that community so that you can make the most of that effort.
That is great information on successful direct mail marketing. What is the third lead source you're going to explore?
Yep, so just to recap, we went through online leads. We went into direct mail. Three on the list is open house. So in the next video, we're going to talk about open house, how to really leverage that, how to promote the best open house, and how to really boost your business by using open houses.